We're reading in the Russian social writings, page 83, article Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati, Mighty Rock of My Salvation. You can ask questions at Kab.tv, and selected questions will be live. Again, we are in Rabash's social writings, page 83. We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that the entire history is actually just the evolution of the will to receive by the light that influences it and develops it. And in that will to receive that develops in such a way through the light, there are two parts. Part one that belongs to the Galgal Ta'anayim in the general desire that was created. And the second part is the Achap. First, we need to develop the Galgal Ta'anayim and later the Achap. Because the Galgal Ta'anayim are weaker vessels and the Achap are heavier, stronger vessels. But besides that, the vessels of the Achap cannot by themselves undergo correction by the light because they don't have any relation, any connection to the light. In the vessels of Achap, there are no preparations to be in any sort of contact with the light, because in order to be influenced by the light, those vessels have to feel to some degree the light as influencing, meaning inside of the desire there has to be some quality of bestowal. So all in all, the collective vessel, the general vessel, goes through such phases that its Galgal Ta'anayim undergo the correction and then a corruption. And in the corruption, in the shattering, they fall into the will to receive of the Achap. They mingle with the Achap. Then they leave the Achap and correct themselves. And then there is a correction. It's actually, they can then correct the Achap also. So what happens is the following. If we talk about historical periods, so what we have is the following. That if we are talking about, well, there is an interval which is until Adam Rishon, our history up to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, the first Adam, first human. From him onwards, and we learned that this took about 20 generations, about 20 generations up to Babylon, Babel. And from here onwards begin the correction of the Galgal Ta'anayim. So let's say that this is the correction of Babylon, the land of Canaan. Egypt. And the ascent towards receiving the Torah, the reception of the Torah, and the correction by the reception of the Torah, the entrance to the land of Israel, Eretz Israel, the land of Israel. And later, the fall. The first temple falling to Mochin of Neshama, and then there's a certain period of time of the exile of Babylon again, and an even worse fall than before to the exile. Galut, exile. And in the exile, we also exist down here for 2,000 years. These are the years of the exile. And this time continues until here we start some correction. This is the 21st century. The year 2000. So, here we see that, we say that up to here was the correction of the Galgalta Enaim, Tikkun Shel Galgalta Enaim, the correction of Galgalta Enaim, which is called Israel, Israel. Then there is the shattering, Shvira, the breaking or shattering of the vessels, the corrected vessels of the Galgalta Enaim, they are broken. Then there was the Hitkalilut, integration or incorporation of Galgalta Enaim in the Achap. And then, now, we are in the time of the correction of the world, Tikkun Ha'olam. And when we say the world, we mean Achap, or Galgalta Enaim with Achap together, but the main part of it is the Achap. This is actually the whole process, and it continues until the end of correction. Here in the end is Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. Well, God's help. Soon in our times. I'm not drawing here precisely the height of the ascents and the ascents during the time of Babylon, during Egypt, during the time of the desert, the time of the land of Israel, the first temple, then the fall, then the second temple, then another fall. And there were all kinds of other changes there. What the Bible is telling us, there were many, many changes, and also in the exile there were many changes, ascents and descents of all kinds. The 2,000 years were also not so simple, but all in all, this is the process. And what we learn is that there are periods that what happens in them is, you know, on a small scale, later happens on a larger scale, because the whole reality is 10 sefirot, and every part of it is also 10 sefirot. So something happens on a small scale, but because later it becomes more detailed or elaborated, or there's something in the particular that later affects the inclusive, the general, because it is always, everything is divided into 10, and then again 10 and 10, all the way to, and so to infinity. So therefore we learn this about this act of the correction of Galgalta Enaim, also from the particular story of the Maccabim, the war of the Maccabim, which is to bring out the Galgalta Enaim from the broken vessels and correct them, and through them to later correct the broken vessels. So there are several stages here. Is here a stage called Yevanim, Greeks. So within the Greek we have the people of Israel, and within the people of Israel are the Maccabim, or the priests, Kohanim. But all of them are broken. So then we have a problem. First we need to sort out these Galgalta Enaim, the Levites, the Kohanim, the priests, meaning the Maccabim. Following them, we need to sort out the people of Israel, Am Israel. And following that, to sort out and correct the nations of the world. Umot HaOlam, meaning the Greek. In a minute, Rab will correct the spelling error. Yevanim, Greek. That's it. But the principle is very important, that it is actually by what do we sort out the Galgal Tenenaim. So that's the question here. Here, we're talking about here, how do we sort out? By what kind of war, what kind of scrutiny, what do we search with regard to the Galgal Tenenaim? How do we ignite them, meaning receive correction and fulfillment, that the light would fill them up? This is the whole topic of Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is therefore called what? Hanukko. They camped here, meaning it's about camping. It's some sort of something in the middle, something transient, temporary, because we're only talking about the Galgal Tenenaim. And later out of that, we still need to reach the Achap. Okay? So, if we're speaking with the Ten Sefirot, these are simple things. And from these Ten Sefirot, then we can talk about all kinds of different forms and shapes. When do we light up the candles, and what, why, and what for? What do we sort out? What is a candle? And from all of these things, we can understand what are the inner qualities of the corrections that we have to undergo. We don't understand what it is, but from these examples, we can learn about it somehow, to some degree. Okay? Anybody else? Tzvika.
They see me with the mic. By the way, if I'd slept for 8 hours, they'd throw me out of the house. He has a very good wife, the Swiss.
Oh, in Switzerland they sleep, you know.
In Switzerland they sleep 10 hours a day.
They sleep. They live at least 100 years over there. And out of these, they sleep for 80 hours. So, I know them very well.
Yes, we woke up. See, you said the sermon with the priests is also broken. How can the priests be in breaking? They were in the stall. How did they break?
No, in the shattering of the vessels, to begin with, we receive all the vessels as broken. All the vessels are broken. That's it. 1 minute. Wait. Just see what is going on here. With Adam HaRishon, all the vessels are broken, as if he transgressed, right? He sinned. And then no priests or Levites. There's nothing. It's Babylon. That's it. Now, Abraham starts sorting out from Babylon everything that can cling to him, as to a magnet, you understand? All these pieces that can cling to him for the sake of correction. He takes them out of Babylon. He goes with them to the land of Canaan, of Israel. He organizes them. He starts inserting them into some connection between them, the right line, connection through the left line, connection through the middle line. He reaches Yosef, which is the middle line. Yesod, the foundation, Yesod. Terrible desires appear, all of these. But there's no shattering. Rather, it's just all this friction between them for the time being. Then they enter the revelation of the evil, which is between them, that they start fighting with one another in the group, and so on. This is called the brothers, and this brotherly hatred that develops. This is called Egypt, where the evil inclination rules them. It is called that they entered Egypt, entered the dominion, the authority of Pharaoh. So this evil inclination rules them, and all these guys in Abraham's group cannot keep themselves there, fighting with one another, but at the same time they realize that they have to be together. But they can't be together, these two opposing directions. This is the work, that's what he had at that time. Until they realize that they're working, and they're drawing lights, they study, they talk, they try to connect, and then they see that the evil that is between them simply doesn't let them enter spirituality. It won't let them connect. It won't let them discover the Creator. Then they start crying out. When they start crying out, they start receiving even greater blows, the 10 final plagues of Egypt. So they have great deficiencies, great lacks, great sufferings, but these are spiritual sufferings, not of this world, rather internal. They suffer as a result of not being able to connect, to unite, that Pharaoh is ruling them. They receive this rejection from one another. I'm not able to look at him. I can't stand him. This is called that Pharaoh is between us. And then, corresponding to that, with the help of the Creator, we receive blows. Rather, who is sending all of these things to us? The Creator says, I will now send them this plague. You know, move away. Just this one point that is outside of me, and everything else. There's a lot of, you know, the blood, frogs, and all of these things up to the plague of the elders, the firstborn. These all of these things go through my flesh. And then I see that I'm constantly in this choice. I have to choose. What is more important? What is important is the goal or just the animalistic degree? And this is how I advance. So again, this sorrow, the plagues of Egypt, is when I discover that I'm unable to unite. The sorrow is because I cannot be connected with the others and discover the quality of bestowal. Until I discover that, that's it. Here I have to do something. How can I run away from this evil, from this Pharaoh? And then, what I discover, truly out of darkness, out of the darkness of Egypt, I discover that I'm able to rise above it, to transcend it. And then the friends come together in an inner effort, and they run away. And they reach this understanding that we have to be connected. We have to be as one man in one heart. We have to hold one another because we have no choice. And then we receive the reforming light, the Torah, and by that we correct ourselves. We reach a state where our desire becomes the desire to bestow. That is, we've taken from Egypt these desires that were constantly burning between us, all these egoistic desires, and we've corrected some of them so we can unite, we can connect between us. This is called that we went through the desert, we really had a hard time there with all the relationships between us, and we enter the relationship between us, an attitude that is called the land of Israel. That we feel that between us the Creator dwells. This is called that we've entered the land of Israel. All of this takes place inside of the group. When we reached that, we started building the vessel, our vessel, more and more. We started realizing what we call a hap of aliyah, a hap of the ascent, because we are only galgal te'enayim. What the people that what Abraham brought out of Babylon, it's only Galgal te'enayim. During the time of the desert, we've corrected the Galgal te'enayim. When we entered the land of Israel, we started discovering, revealing a part of our achap. But this is the achap of the ascent, achap of the ascent of Aliyah that joins the Galgal te'enayim, is called the temple. It's a house. It's a vessel, a kli, a will to receive. So we started building in it a vessel of reception, a receptacle, the first temple. When we started through our will to receive, to connect, to join, we added, joined to the connection between us, desires in which the will to receive was mingled. He calls that the Prushim, the Tzadokim, Tzadokim, Torah, and Prushim in Hebrew, well, the military people, a etc. We will learn all of these sermons. That house we built, because there were also mingled. Well, then he calls it the narrow egoism. We will scrutinize these definitions. It's very interesting. So then that relationship, that attitude between us was broken, and we've fallen into a state called Babylon. 7 years of exile in Babylon. And later, Mordechai and Esther, we will learn why and how do we come out of Babylon, and we go back. What does it mean, go back? In the exile, we've gotten rid of, they kill Haman, right? So we've gotten rid of all of these gotten rid of all the vessels that couldn't be corrected. We have to kill them. We killed Haman and his 10 sons, etc. And we can go back to an attitude between us, a relationship called again the land of Israel. Then we start building the second temple. The relationships between us up to the second temple, which is lesser than the first, because the first one we build it with the true Ahab, as if. Now we know that with that we must not work, that we are limited. Then we build an attitude between us that is smaller. It is called with Mochin of Neshama. The first one was with Mochin of Chaya. And we built it, but nonetheless, it was with a connection between us, which is done to your friend that which you hate, and even in the Ahab of the ascent to some degree, which is called with the inclination towards love thy friend as thyself. The inclination towards it, not really being in love thy friend as thyself. That's why Rav Akiva always says that love thy friend as thyself, it's the goal. But at least we're in a state of don't do to your friend that which you hate. Therefore, the second temple is much weaker than the first temple. The vessel of the connection between us is much weaker. When we were in that, we had a problem. The problem is that constantly in us would awaken all kinds of desires that we have to correct. We have to sort them out. And then we reach the state which is called the state of the external ones, our external vessels. They in this case are called Greek, that's what you call them. We know from their perception of reality that whatever we have on the outside is actually on the inside. And these awaken and come, and they rule us, they control us. So in our relationships, there are the Greeks, the special ego, the ego of wisdom, of philosophy, of opening up the whole world, that we don't have to work for Lishma, for the sake of the Torah, but rather Lolishma, not for the sake of the Torah, is sufficient. It's enough to just perform actions. We don't have to think about the nature of the action, that by that you actually have to reach love of others. Forget about that. You performed some action, that's enough. And this is the work of the Greek, that the main thing is that this work was the struggle between Lolishma and Lishma, the struggle about that. Then, that part of us called Maccabim, meaning sorting out that spark in us, rises and cannot agree with it. Because all of the work, if it doesn't reach adhesion, the revelation of the Creator, according to the law of equivalence of form, that can actually take place, otherwise it's not worth it. This whole world is not worth anything if I don't reach that. And therefore, a person gets up and cannot agree with it. There, otherwise, his entire life are just meaningless, useless actions. And the Garden of Eden, you know, heaven or hell, whatever, well, you know, nothing is going to wait for me. Otherwise, as it says, You shall see your world in your life. That's what we have to have. And the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world, this is the wisdom of Kabbalah, that's what we have to engage in. So, of course, against what mostly were the Greeks? They were against the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because this is the method for the revelation of the Creator to the created being in this world. And the Greeks, as if said, you know, philosophy is enough for us. You'll receive the next world there after you die. Everything will be fine. For the time being, if you want to keep, you know, things, go ahead and keep them. What does Baal HaSulam say? That the main war, the main fight was for over Lishma, for her sake, for the sake of the Torah. What does he write? He writes about it. And also about Tzedokim and Pushim, it was the same thing, but that's on another degree. There it was a degree of the Mochin of Chaya, here Mochin of Neshama, but it's the same war. So then that force in men called Maccabim that cannot agree with that lie, what, I just have to keep all kinds of things that have no benefit, and I don't feel any taste? I don't feel any connection that through them I actually connect to the Creator, to the upper force. I can't stand that. I can't. Otherwise, my life is worth nothing. So these forces rise in a man, and they are ready to fight, and then they call all the rest, as it says. Whoever is for the Lord, come to join me. And they are saved. This is called the small force, the minority, you know, as he says, that the Lord delivers and gives the majority to the hand of the minority, to the weak ones. And here it's also the story about the oil of can of oil, which is sufficient for the whole 8 days, etc. This is about the preparations. Wait 1 minute. All of this is done. Everything is fine. We've corrected the kli, the vessel. We've corrected the temple. And everything is fine. We reached the connection, bonding. Following that, again, the Ahab awaken. The Romans come, not the Greeks. The Greeks were in the mind. The Romans were within the desire, in practice, actually, physically. Meaning it's already, the fall was such that it wasn't an ideological war, it was a physical war. So, meaning not about the intentions, but really about the desires. Here, I can't do anything at all. In the end, I didn't have any force. I've corrupted it with all the earlier wars, the earlier falls. In the first temple, I fell to Babylon. Then, that is, into Mochin of Neshama. So I have no weapons. Mochin of Chaya means that I have a sword and a shield. Mochin of, that's Mochin of Chaya. A sword is the main thing. Mochin of Neshama means that I only have a shield. And here, I'm at the end of the Mochin of Neshama when I even lose that. I don't even have, don't do to your friend what is hated by you. So I have neither this nor that. And as in that letter that Baal HaSulam writes, I'm like one who is creating his own sword and shield. That is, instead of the true Torah, the Torah of truth, I engage with the Torah of the bosses, of the landlords. And of course, that cannot draw the light of reforms, and it can't bind all of us in one connection so that we can discover the Creator. It is a Torah that is powerless. Therefore, the Romans come, and they throw me away from here. That is, I have no place, no touch with the land of Israel, with the desire that could be directed towards the Creator. And what's the benefit? I mean, there's none else besides him. The final act is in the preceding thought. So what do we get out of that? That specifically thanks to that, those vessels that came out of Babylon through Abraham and went through all of these corrections, those very same vessels now enter in the 2,000 years of the exile, they enter the Ahab. And we are already in the beginning of the 20th century in scrutinies that we need to take out all of these vessels out of the out of this entire mess, this mixture. First, the vessels that have to do with Galgal Ta'anayim. And in these Galgal Ta'anayim, as we scrutinize these vessels, these are very different vessels, very awkward.
Such that you're not certain, did they belong to the people of Israel or not? It's not important right now, because out of the inclusion, you find out what belongs more or less to the order of correction, because the correction is general. Then you don't asking, were you part of the group of Abraham or not? Because in 2,000 years of inclusion, we discern those who go by their tendency to correct first. And that's how a penny and a penny becomes a great sum. So all the vessels come together, and they called Israel the same way that Abraham did. Because Abraham did the discernment according to the correction of Babel, of Babylon. Whoever came to him was called Yashar Kel, as Rambam writes, thousands joined him and left towards the land of Canaan. Same as us, thousands joined us and they exit this Babylon, which is today is the entire planet Earth, and they exit to the land of Canaan. And we follow the same the actions of Abraham the patriarch.
What is this camping, this rest? What does it mean, this stop in Hanukkah, this camping? What do I need that in the process?
Maybe we can read this in the letter? I don't know. Is he writing about it? Hanukkah is the correction of the vessels of bestowal, of Golgotha Ve'enayim. That's why it's called Chanaya, parking. That's only part are corrected. That's why it's called the holiday of illumination, not just the vessels of reception, but of bestowal, of oil and light. There's no big meals, no big actions, but it's kind of only illumination. And that's the symbol of the correction of Golgotha Ve'enayim. There is the Ahab as well. But the Ahab that joins the Golgotha Ve'enayim, like the oil clings to the wick. But without correcting the entire kli, you don't reach correction. But the correction is in two stages, because the nature of the correction is that first you correct Golgotha Ve'enayim, and the correction of Ahab is in joining of Golgotha Ve'enayim. It's a different style. The means of correction are different. Okay? Good.
Hello, Rav. Beloved friends, regarding that sketch, we have the Greek, the people of Israel, and the Maccabim. Now, the Maccabim, the priests, it's actually an acronym, Mi Kamocha Ba'alim, Hashem. Who like you in the Lord? Who is like you? Who in the gods is like you, O Lord? How can I distinguish in Israel and the Maccabim? I understand the Maccabim are more important. The Maccabim are the points in the heart that you have to bring out from the whole of Israel. You bring them out, you sanctify them, you at least have them. If not, that means that you're already in captivity. They're in captivity. When you bring them out, by that you can later sanctify the people of Israel. When you sanctify the people of Israel, by what you sanctify them? When you distinguish them from the Greek, from the Ahab.
Oh, so what,
Where do I begin?
First of all, the Maccabees. They had to connect between them. They formed the connection between them. Then they came to the nation of Israel and said, we must wage war on the Greeks. You belong to the vessels of Galgalta Ve'enayim, and the Greeks belong to Ahab. We can now shine this light on Galgalta Ve'enayim and extract them from the Ahab. This work is called the War of the Maccabees, because the Maccabees are the ones who are leading the nation of Israel against the Ahab, the Greeks.
Is this related to the collective prayer? Because we say, who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who can bring us out other than the Creator?
True, yes.
Is this related to our collective prayer?
What is our collective prayer?
Collective request. In order to reach the people of Israel, we need to do it. Or...
Yes. That belongs to the collective request. But the Maccabees, they are the ones who manage the war. The nation of Israel is under the influence of the Greeks. To awaken it and extract it from the influence of the Greeks is the work of the Maccabees.
Also, it looks like the candle and the...
We're not going into... For us, it's good to understand the foundation, the internal foundation. And on top of that, you can clothe all the other stories.
No, it starts from
I don't recommend to you to connect it to all the stories. What for? Think of the principle. If you think more of my drawing, this drawing, what's happening in each period, why it's this way towards correction, what's happening, this for sure will be good. This will bring light into all of history, and you will know today, maybe tomorrow, how this might happen. That you will discover the future out of what you see, because what's happening in 10 Sefirot is anywhere is the same. So if we begin now, what has to happen? With which actions do we have to act now? And if we don't act, what would happen accordingly? From that, if you delve into it, and you can really kind of scrutinize the future. Yes.
Rav taught us that shame is creation on its own right.
You relate to me like a high-ranking rabbi. You tell me. He can't. You learn from him how he respects me. Repeat it again.
Rav taught us that shame is creation in its own right. This is what Rabash told you, right? That's what he said. Rabash said that shame is creation in its own right.
Yes, true.
Hanukkah, we have this state that...
I'll tell you. If the sense of shame would not have awakened in the fourth degree, there would have been nothing other than that. The fourth degree would have been fulfilled. It would feel pleasure, if you can say it, the first phase. And that's it. Everything would stop there. Only because the shame was awakened inside this kli, meaning the sensation of inequality. That's also not enough on its own. Well, no, we're not equal. But the result of inequality, which is called shame, this is a special attribute, a special sensation. I don't know how to call it, a special phenomenon that caused the remaining phenomena.
Now, Hanukkah is this state of, you can only look at them, observe them. It looks like there's a relation of shame here. It's a shame. I reach this shame in Hanukkah when I reach this stage, this phase.
It's true. When a person discovers that he is under the dominion of the Greeks, of his Greeks, then correspondingly shame is revealed.
Is that the first time it happens? When is the first time he discovers shame?
The first time the shame was revealed is with Adam Rishon, the first man, that he felt himself to be naked. That's the root to all the shames. Meaning I do not have a screen and returning light. I don't have a desire to bestow, only have the raw desire to receive. How can I exist like that? I have to conceal myself. Even though I didn't construct it, I didn't do it. The Creator did it, but I can't stand Him that He is revealed in this way and demands of me to swallow the whole world. And then I conceal myself from the light. I conceal myself from the light, and I there was no way for me to know about this in advance. So when I'm standing in front of the light, I say, it's the woman you put in me. She did it. Is it my fault? Meaning I didn't want to disclose and reveal those things. True, the Creator arranged it for me.
But shame also shows you that this is a revelation of the Creator. In order to be, you know, you say, I'm ashamed because the Creator is revealed. So that's what I tell Adam in the Garden.
So what's your question?
When has it happened to a man the first time on his path? Not Adam in...
I thought in the roots. When will it happen that you will be ashamed? Well, really, when will you feel shame? Well, what can I tell you? This is revealed slowly, gradually in the group. Truly so. When you begin to see how you look down on friends, how you're distant from them, to what extent they're more complete, more perfect, greater than you. That sort of shame. Egoistical shame, of course. That you trying to conceal yourself, trying to compensate for the shame. This is the question. Do you not mind revealing your shame, or do you mind not feeling it, only concealing it? What's more important to you? To discover that you are the worst, to be ashamed, and that it would help you make the correction, or to not feel the shame and instead discover your pride? This is the struggle. And all the states that the evil inclination turns a person against. Terence, you need to teach me how to say it. I want to show off before everyone that I know.
Can I ask a question about Europe? I have a question that the friend sent.
Europe countries?
No, Father, the you will be in the podcast this Sunday.
Okay.
He wants to ask a question about the broadcast we'll have on Sunday with you and the whole European clique.
The Bulgarian clique, all the friends of the Europe, the European Union, felt that there is a need to create a clique for Europe.
בזמן הכנס בבולגריה, כל החברים של הכלי האירופאי הרגישו שצריך ליצור איחוד של אותו כלי, כלי אירופאי.
And then they have started to disseminate
yes.
This Sunday at 2:30 Israel time on Sviva Tova, a broadcast for Europe.
הם התחילו להפיץ וגם יש שידור בכל יום ראשון ב-2:30.
And today, in preparation for your broadcast on Sunday, they are doing a virtual meeting, virtual workshop.
והיום כהכנה לשידור איתך הם עושים סדנה וירטואלית.
And they want to know what is the first step to create this European clique. This is the first point. And the second point is what is your vision of
What is your vision about this kli? How what should be the next step after that?
הם שואלים מה מבחינתך הצעד הראשון ליצירת הכלי הזה. השאלה השנייה, מה החזון שלך להמשך? מה הם הצעדים הבאים?
אני חושב שהם צריכים להתאפק בערך...
I think they have to hold themselves for 2 weeks until we set up the new studio and the new home. And that's, well... when I'll begin to give out lectures about integral education, let's call it, twice a week, maybe more, with the questions and then the sermons and the work of each group in every region, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, St. Louis, Chicago, all of our great centers in the United States and South America, Mexico, Chile, Ecuador, etc. Argentina, Brazil, and also groups from Eastern Europe, where many groups exist. And all the groups would be able to ask and tell what's going on with them. And we will be organized, you know, all the groups together or each one separately, and they'll ask questions and we'll discuss is it correct or incorrect, and we will clarify this whole topic of integral education. I hope that in 2 weeks or so we'll be able to do it even a little bit towards the big convention, so we have some preparation for all the groups, because I think that about 1,500 people are going to come from the world at least. So all those questions are going to be clarified there as well.
For instance, when I see all the American groups have started to work together, and we can really see that
the single kli, I'm not sure how easy it is to construct. The problem is the language. Europe is Babylon, a broken Babylon. The language are a problem. And so I don't know if we can see this unified Europe even among our groups. I'm not sure. But at least we'll ensure that each and every state will have a strong group. And now we've built a place. For 9, what did we have in German? The 8th, 9th, for 9 translators simultaneously. Those are our translators, aside from the language with which we will speak. Meaning 10 languages simultaneously, we're able to capture, connect, and use them to address the groups, and in the groups themselves there are additional opportunities to translate it further like we do today. So I think that we are able to speak to all of Europe and create such systems of communications. We will work with them, only have to go to move to the new building, and we'll begin. I have great plans for that.
few final announcements. A course in the Foundations of Kabbalah in English. We invite all our English speaking viewers to join an interactive live course about the Foundations of Kabbalah. Join thousands of people over the world taking their lives to the next level. Introductory lectures will be given on Wednesday, the 4th of December. You can see the details if you look for freekabbalahcourse.com. A congress for the people who finished the Russian speaking academy for Kabbalah. We invite you to a first of its type congress on the 13th to the 15th of December in Moscow. For details, look at events.kabacademy.com. This is our house, all of us. Friends from all the groups are coming every day to build together a better future. Let's watch a short clip about this topic. 33 days left to the end. On Magshimim Street, among the different stores, we have a building that has four stories. This building is built by friends with great joy, wrapping the whole world with love. We can feel the difference in the connection, in the bonding between all the groups in the Israeli clique. No doubt, because what's happening is when you get to such a state of a work, there's no difference between seniority, where you're coming from, because all in all, a person as if remains naked without anything other than his emotion and his desire. So everybody becomes equal. And then each one is your buddy, your friend. You can't manage by your friend. You need a connection. You need somebody to help you. And the new house, building it together. Adam Shemuli Mamash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Nirgash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Noshem Kamoni Atzeni Yachol Atzeni להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאני יכול עד שאני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך 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 האדם שמולי רוצה כמוני שמולי בוכה כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך אל תעשה לחברך